With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. More than 800 people came to hear the five Democrats running to be their party's candidate for Montana's U.S. House seat at the University of Montana last night. Eric Whitney reports.
Billings attorney John Heenan tried to appeal to the party's farthest left base.
I'm not the establishment candidate in this race, and I'm proud of that. I'm very proud of that.
Grant Keir, a former land trust director from Missoula, hewed closer to the center, answering this way when candidates were asked if they joined the Congressional Progressive Caucus, of which Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is a member.
I am running for this race to represent Montanans, plain and simple, not to join a certain club or belong to a group.
Bozeman's Kathleen Williams said she's running for the same reason as when she won her first of three terms as a representative in the Montana legislature.
In the previous session, the legislature couldn't even pass a budget. It was dysfunctional. There was a need, I had the ability, and I stepped up.
Linda Moss from Billings served two terms in the Montana Senate. She gave the softest sell last night.
I've said throughout my campaign, our connections are stronger than our differences.
Whitefish attorney Jared Pettinato said his 9 years working for the U.S. Department of Justice gave him the most federal experience of any of the candidates.
You can wait for them to get the expertise that I have, or you can elect me and I can start tomorrow.
Montana's Democratic primary is June 5th. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
Facial bone fragments and teeth of three children found in a Missoula shed last fall are more than 99 years old, ruling out any connection to recent missing children's cases, officials said today. A comparison of dental records determined the remains found last September could not be those of three brothers who went missing in Michigan in 2010. That's according to Missoula County Chief Deputy Coroner Jace Dickin. John Skelton of Michigan said earlier this week that the remains were not those of his boys. He was interviewed at a Michigan prison where he's serving 10 to 15 years for unlawful imprisonment. Andrew, Alexander, and Tanner Skelton were 9, 7, and 5 when their father failed to return them to his estranged wife on Thanksgiving 2010. John Skelton has said he gave the boys to a group to protect them from their mother. Tests done at the University of North Texas Center for Human Identification determined the remains were those of an American Indian child between 2 and 5 and two others between 5 and 9. Tests indicated that the remains had likely been buried and later unearthed. Missoula's chief deputy coroner said additional information confirming the sex, stature, or ancestry of the three remains is inconclusive. The Texas lab will do DNA testing later this year to confirm the remains do not belong to any known missing children. A new healthcare provider has been selected to serve the Native American population in Billings after the previous clinic shut down without explanation last year. The Billings Gazette reports the Indian Health Service announced Wednesday that the Native American Development Corporation will provide healthcare services by the end of the year. The Indian Health Board of Billings was the previous provider and did not apply to renew its contract with the Indian Health Service. The clinic closed in May, leaving nearly 6,000 Native Americans without services in Billings. The Indian Health Service encouraged the Billings clients to seek services at facilities in Crow Agency, about 60 miles away, after the clinic closed. I'm Eric Whitney.
I'm Maxine Spire. An expert says Montana's fire season last year was the largest in at least 100 years. The Great Falls Tribune reported yesterday that meteorologist Mike Richmond says a total of nearly 2,200 square miles burned in Montana in 2017. Richmond, who works for the Northern Rockies Coordination Center's Predictive Services, says the state's previous top fire season was 2012, when just under 1,900 square miles burned. Richmond says the Great Fire of 1910 burned an estimated 4,700 square miles in Washington, Idaho, and Montana, killing 86 people. He says that year might have had more fire damage than 2017, but accurate records aren't available. The Olympics are barely underway, but there's one world record that Montana already has locked down: world's largest bighorn sheep ram. The Boone and Crockett Club confirmed on Wednesday that a 9-year-old ram that died of natural causes at a Montana state park is a shoo-in as the new world record bighorn sheep.
It shatters the previous world record by nearly 7 inches, so it's not close. We got the world record here. It just needs to be officially confirmed.
That's Dylan Tabish, an education program officer with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. He's currently sharing his office with the ram's skull and horns.
It leaves you a little speechless to look at it because I've never seen an animal like this before. I've lived in Montana my whole life.
The ram was measured at the Boone and Crockett Club's headquarters in Missoula on Wednesday and scored 216 and 3/4 points, breaking the previous record held by a ram found in Alberta. Tabish says the skull was collected in 2016 from Wild Horse Island State Park on Flathead Lake. It's illegal to possess bighorn sheep skulls and horns, so wildlife officials regularly remove deceased rams from the island, which is known for its bighorn sheep population. The 48-pound skull was kept in storage and only taken out and measured for the first time 2 months ago.
And we did a quick informal measurement, and we were pretty surprised what we discovered. It was a bit of a buried treasure that we had had.
Senior Boone and Crockett officials are scheduled to meet in Bozeman later this month to confirm and certify the record.
It's not every day you have a world record, and for Northwest Montana to now have three of the top 10 biggest bighorn sheep on record in the world, let alone the biggest of all time, is really special, and it's really reflective of our conservation partnerships, our critical habitat work, and public lands. I mean, those three combined produce something special like this.
A public viewing of the ram skull will be held at FWP Regional Headquarters in Kalispell on February 23rd from noon to 5 p.m. I'm Maxine Spire with Montana Public Radio.